We're going to look at the Ohr HaChaim toward the end of the parsha on the psukim about the Mevarech es Hashem, as he is euphemistically referred to, the Megadeth. It's in Vayikra, of course, Simin Chav Dalid, Pasuk Yud. Vayetze, Ben Isha Yisraelis, Vahu Ben Ish Mitzri, Besoch Bnei Yisrael, Vayinatsu Bamachane, Ben HaYisraelis, Vish HaYisraeli. Very unique pasuk on so many levels. So, you know, the story is that, if we could just translate loosely, that Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis, a man who was the son of a Jewish woman, which means, obviously, it was a birth from a non-Jew, but yet the Torah tells us this explicitly, Vuhu ben Ish Mitzri, which hints as to who it could be. This man went out, Vayetze, he went out, Besoch Bnei Yisrael, among the Bnei Yisrael, Vayinatsu Bamachane, and they fought. He had a contentious moment or more, may have been more than just a moment, it may have been a much greater issue. Ultimately, that's what Chazal say. It ended up being a Din Torah. Vayinatsu b'machane, ben ha-Yisraelis, this son of a Jewish woman, v'ish ha-Yisraeli, and a Jewish man. So they were, of course, contending over his wish to be a part of Shevet Dan. His mother was from Shevet Dan. He says, I have rights to be part of Shevet Dan. I have, well, the rights to live with Shevet Dan. I'll pitch my tent with Shevet Dan. No doubt he would have wanted to have inheritance in Eretz Yisrael with Shevet Dan. They said to him, we're very sorry, but you're not from Shevet Dan. It goes by the father. Your father was a Mitzri. So you might be a very fine Jew, and in the case of those who were born before Matan Torah, you would have needed, and perhaps he did, go through a process of becoming a Yid, because the Yuchsin went by the father till Matan Torah. And having been born before Matan Torah, he would have gone through a Giyur, as it were. But as far as being a part of Shevet Dan, we're sorry. And he left this Bezdin, or this Diyun. Medrash says it was before Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was absolutely beside himself. And in a sense, it's the Shem Hashem that he desecrated happens to have been the very Shem Hashem that took his father's life. There's a Medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu used the Shem HaMeferish, and this Mitzri died. So it's an irony of ironies that the very circumstance that he is in was caused by a Mitzri, and he is Muyuchas to the Mitzri, who was killed by Moshe B'Shem Hashem. He now has no place, as he understands it, in Klal Yisrael, certainly not in the Machane, and he curses Lo'aleinu. He is Mevarech, the same Shem that Moshe Rabbeinu used to kill his father. Maybe that's one of the reasons why he was Mevarech as Hashem. Because the circumstance he was in was that he's a fatherless man, with his father having been taken from this world by Moshe's use of the Shem Hashem. Let's see the Ohr HaChaim inside.
Because they said that when Moshe, we killed him, he looked to see that nobody was going to come out from him.
Right.
This is the nobody.
This is right. Vayetze ben Isha. Omar Vayetze. So Vayetze, he went out. So Rashi brings a number of understandings as to why it would say Vayetze. Reb Chaim is a completely different take. He says, "Vayetze al derech Imram, v'posuk vayetze ha'egel azeh." That when Aaron explains what happened in the creation of the egel, he says it was unintended. It just came out. It just formed by itself, which is true. And he understood that that was the challenge of the satan. It was a ma'aseh satan. But that's how it's described. Vayetze ha'egel hazeh, sheyotzu b'loy kavonas ha'poel, says the Or HaChaim, k'moy kein kan, loy sheniskavna ha'isha ha'yisraelis l'ma'aseh ha'kiyur. The Torah is actually defending Shlemis Bas Divri and explaining that that birth by an Ish Mitzri was not her fault. She didn't want this terrible thing to happen, this horrible thing that she's taken forcibly by a Mitzri. Actually, it was not so much forcibly, but by in stealth. It was still dark. The husband was pulled, dragged out. Medrash that said it was Dosan. That he was pulled out to do his work, and she, when approached by someone in bed, thought it was Vayter, again, her husband. And then, of course, when the Mitzri realized that Dasan figured out what had happened, the Mitzri wanted to kill Dasan. Moshe took the Mitzri's life. But this was all this was not this at all. Was not at all what she wanted. This terrible fleck, this blemish on this young man, who was born to this woman, had nothing to do with her. She was innocent. The Mitzri woke him up, drove him out into the open and into the outdoors to start his forced labor. V'chaza labayis, then returned to that home where his wife was. V'asa ma'aseh v'ha'isha choshva ki ba'ala ha'ya v'yotze negazeh. Out came this child. V'lazeh timtzosh ha'akosav mashve zichrein ha'isha l'zichrein ha'ish ha'yisraeli. And that's why the pasuk actually says, d'chsiv, ha'isha Hayisraelis, the Ish Hayisraeli, that the description of who he was, this Mevarech, that he was Ben Isha Yisraelis, and that he ended up in this fight with the Isha Yisraeli, he is a Ben Hayisraelis, he was an Ish Yisraeli, and they're given almost a certain sense of parity and equality, because it wasn't his fault, and it wasn't his mother's fault. And that's how the pasuk is structured, and why it's structured that way. To actually give a level playing field here for his benefit. Of course, then he makes the tragic error. Vayikav ben ha'isha es ha'yisraelis es Hashem. But the point is that until that moment, he was innocent. She, the mother, was innocent. Ki nikiyah ha'isha me'avayin. V'shavah la'isha Yisraeli. And she was innocent and really was just as worthy as the man who ultimately refused to give a place in the machaneh to her son. Hamuska l'faneinu. She'ein b'doifi. Where this man, obviously this man from Shevet Dan, was certainly innocent. The way the Torah says, "Vayetzi ben ish Yisrael, v'hu ben ish Mitzri, b'soich b'nei Yisrael, loy mashalo haya b'soich mamzer kayaitzeba." He was the only one, b'toich all of b'nei Yisrael. He, the son of Shlomis Bas Divri, was the only such young man or woman born from that kind of circumstance. With illegitimacy. Only one. B'soich all of B'nai Yisrael. And that's, of course, a huge benefit and schus to Klal Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael has such purity, such kedusha.
Can't say it today.
Had such kedusha. Oid, Yirtze, Shalei Nosnu Loi Moishav B'soicham. Also, the way it says B'soich B'nei Yisrael, you know, there's a wonderful word in Yiddish, Arum Valgerin. There's nothing, it doesn't mean to wander aimlessly, homelessly. In one word, Arum Valgerin. He's Gevalgert. He's got no place to be, has no place to go, because they won't have him in Shevet Dan. So that's why it says B'soich B'nei Yisrael. That's another interpretation. Leimer Shalahoy B'soichim Mamzer. By the way, I'm going back to the end of that previous paragraph. I failed to finish it. Now, it's not like he had strictly a din of mamzer. Rav Chaim is using it loosely. There was no other such illegitimate child anywhere in Klaus. Wherever he wanted to put his tent, you're not from our Shevet. Why are you here? Rebbe Seinu Zechronim Levracha Amru, Shabo Loimer HaKosuv Shenizgayer, that he was B'soich B'nei Yisrael. That's another interpretation, that he was a Jew. He came to be a Jew. He wanted to be and was a Jew.
Even though his mother was Jewish, he still needed to be.
Yes, because before Matan Torah, it went according to the father. Now the pasuk says, "V'ish ha-Yisraeli." His fight was with an ish ha-Yisraeli. Tam shalei huzko shmoi. Why is that person's, that Yisraeli's name not mentioned? Perhaps ulai shalei rotzel lahaskira mishum sha'al yodoi hoya hadavar she'enokav ben ha-Yisraelis es Hashem. It doesn't mention this ish ha-Yisraeli's name because there must have been something that he had done, or something that was weak in his list of good deeds. There must have been some weakness on his part, because megalgalin tzchus al yidei zakai and choyv al yidei chayov. Ve'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu chofetz l'gan nois adam. But since here he was totally innocent, his name is not mentioned. He should not be criticized and mentioned, where, after all, he was that circumstance created with his contentious opposition to the Ben Isha Yisraelis. The Ben Isha Yisraelis blasphemed. If you put his name in the Torah, he's forever going to be the opposite of Charvayna Zachar Latoif.
Tarnished.
His name is tarnished, exactly. So it's not mentioned. Oid niskaven akosav loyma shemeriva asher notzu aleha he al hefresh hanirsham shezeh hu ben Yisraelis v'zeh ben Yisraeli. The difference between them is what the Torah is trying to show. And that's why the Torah says, what were they fighting about? Well, one was a ben Yisraelis and the other was v'ish ha-Yisraeli. Which means they were talking about who's really a Jew? Mi hu Yehudi? And who has rights by virtue of being a Jew from birth? A problem and a challenge yet to us in our own time. And that was the Hefresh HaNirsham. That's what the Torah is telling us. That difference between them was this issue. He said, I'm a Jew. And the other one said, yes, but you're not a Ben Yisraeli. You're a Ben Yisraelis. V'kan kolal kol ma she'amruzal. And this all includes that which Chazal explained. Leman da'amar al dvar yuchsin, uleman da'amar al iske machne. They're both the same idea. One is about yuchsin. Yuchsin is about the rights to be in the machne. It's about rights to Eretz Yisrael. More immediately, al iske hamachne, which means that he wanted to have a place and pitch his tent together with the Shevet of Dan. V'leimer gam kein shmoi, ki ein tzerech Badover. And therefore, saying the Ish Yisraeli's name is unimportant, because the only reason to mention Ish Yisraeli is to explain what they were arguing about. So that's the reason why it's not about who the specific person the Ish Yisraeli was. We don't need to identify him. It's only written in the Pasuk to explain what the matter between them was, what they were fighting about. B'shem Imoy, in the name of his mother, Shleim is bas divri. Tzarech lo das. He asks an obvious question, and I thought of this myself many times. Lama lo hiske shma betchila, kishe hiskirai. But rather, the Torah waits ad hava asa yal Moshe. The Torah says, without yet telling us who the mother was, who this Yisraelis was, the Torah says, Vayikov ben ha'isha ha'Yisraelis es Hashem. This son of a Jewish woman blasphemed, pronounced Hashem's name blasphemously. Vayikalel. Vayaviu oisa yal Moshe. They brought him to Moshe. And then the pasuk ends, V'shem imo yishleim isbas divri l'matei don. And the question is, why is her name mentioned only after, not only the klala, but after they are bringing him to Moshe Rabbeinu? Tzarech l'das lomo lehizki shema betchila, kishe hizki roi ad hava osay al Moshe, v'yishleim bebeiz drochim. Ho'echad l'shavach, al zeh haderech. One is actually, again, in praise of the woman. Vayaviu oisei al Moshe v'shem imai perush gam hi miklal hamevim. The Torah is hinting to the fact that she understood that he was doing something terribly wrong, that he had to be brought to justice, that she was amongst those who brought, in this case, her own son to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayechad lignai. The other possibility is virtually the opposite. Vayaviu oisei al Moshe, v'al yidei hava ozo nischaiva. Now is when she starts to become a bit guilty. Shakosov yefarsim oiso. Now the Torah tells us who she is. She imoi hi shleimis. Why would the Torah tell us this now? Umimoitzedover. From the fact that it's being told now, atu yodea ki nichmuru rachmeho al beno. That at that point, Shleimis Bas Divri said, but it's my child. And with Rachmanis on her child, understandable but yet incorrect, misplaced, she came asking Moshe Rabbeinu, please be merachem. V'rachme rishoyim achzori, Mishle. Now, usually rachme rishoyim achzori means that what you think is rachmim on the part of a Rasha, if you know what ultimately happens as a result of that Russia's quote-unquote kindness, you'll find that it's uxorious. But the drash of this, and you know there's an Akedis Yitzchok that's also derish this way, Rachmir Rishoyim Achzori means if one is Merachem on the Russia, it's actually uxorious. Right. If you, and Gemara talks about it in, explains that's the reason why the Torah says if you go out to do battle with your enemies, so then you should know they are your enemies and treat them like your enemies. They're not going to be merachim on you. And if you are, God forbid, merachim on them, it's an achzorius. And that's what's being said here, that she was merachim, but she should not have been because, though it's her son, but he was a mevarches Hashem. Gila oisa hakasov. That's why, specifically at this point, the Torah tells us who she was. Kizoisa isha v'zebino. Gam hiskir shivto l'hatam atzme shikasafti. And it mentions the shevet. Kiminastom hashevet yirachem v'yamud la'ezer hakrevet. She probably is hoping that the whole shevet will come and, you know, say, look, come on, let's not go so far as to condemn this man to death. That if it's something that's reprehensible and it's something that's really a source of shame and disrepute to him, then it's also the case for his shevet. So it's interesting that in the first instance, what the Aruch Chaim does is to rehabilitate Shleimis Bas Divri. Remember, Chazal say that she's called Shleimis Bas Divri because she was much too outgoing to people.
Divri.
Right? She was much too outgoing. She was much too much of a social butterfly. And that is what got her into trouble. And again, it's a case of Megal Glin Chayev Al Yedei Chayev. But the Arachayim is saying, nevertheless, remember, in the first case, he said, she was completely innocent of this Davar Kiur that was done to her. And even here, again, he says, she brought, in the first instance, he says, one interpretation would be that she brought her child to Moshe and said, my child has done the most heinous crime. He has been mavarech es Hashem. What shall we do? Let's continue with Pasuk Chav Gimel. Skip the next brief Pasuk. Uvnei Yisrael Osu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hotzei es HaMekalel, El Michutz L'machane, V'samchu kol hashoim im es yedeihem al reishoi, V'ragmu oisoi, kol ha'eda. So he's put to death, and he is stoned. So he is given Misa Skila. Kasha, ma mokim lemer uvnei Yisrael Osu. Achasha Amar, for Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you know, Vayutziu es hotzei es hamakalo, and then the pasuk says that is exactly what they did. Like Dabar Moshe el Bnei Yisrael, Vayutziu es hamakalo lemichutz laachane, Vayirgimu oisei oven. So that's enough. Why does the Torah continue Vnei Yisrael osu kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe? Everybody says Vayutziu es hamakalo. El michutz lamachne. Vayir gemu. I say oven.
Do you need asra?
It could be that he was given asra. It must be. And he continued anyway to be mevarich. So, if it says vayutziu, they took him out. They were vayir gemu. I say oven, and he was given misa skila. What is the point of uvnei Yisrael also kashatziv Hashem es Moshe? Kasha ma mokim lemu v'nei Yisrael osu. Achasham v'yitzio samakal v'yirik mo ayse oven. Hareini roya sh'osu es asher tziva Hashem. We already see they did it as they were told to do. V'yeshleimar, l'tzad shehoya hadover al yidei meriva u'machlekes. Because this was something that all unfolded because of contentiousness and people were battling with him and arguing with him about rights, and about, maybe, as we said, if it's Yochsin, then it's also about inheritance in Eretz Yisrael. Yesh makom lema she'osu boi mishpat kosuv le'em tzo'us gam kein tina shebelev. It could be argued that they maybe were putting him to death with a little bit of personal sense of vengeance. That there was a little bit of tina shebelev, meaning, ah, this bad guy who we fought, and he argued with us, now we got him. Was there Omar? No. Osu kasher tziva Hashem. Perish litzad mitzvahs Hashem. Hushas. That this that they brought him to Misa Skila was totally l'shem shemayim. Oynis gaven or after all, how can 603,550 people do skila on one poor victim? So it must be that, yes, those who had heard it, Yad Ha'edim, Tiyu Boi Berishayno, but that is as if everybody in Klal Yisrael was mekayim the mitzvah. In other words, that it was done with such a purity on the part of those who fulfilled the mitzvah that it was as if everybody in Klal Yisrael did the mitzvah. And again, this blends with the first explanation. There was no animus. It was done perhaps even b'shivrin leiv. B'shivrin leiv. They probably were brokenhearted. But it was done l'shem shemayim. And that's Klal Yisrael. And certainly Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. O Yirtze shal yidei maise zeh shekinu kinas kvoido yisparach he'elo aleyem akosuv gamken ki ilu osu kol ha'tayra. So when it says uvnei Yisrael osu kasher tziv Hashem es Moshe, it means b'remiza, it's a hint Everything that Hashem ever wanted Klal Yisrael to do, they did. But what do you mean, everything? Yes, by rectifying the Mevareches Hashem, it's as if they were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. By Am Yisrael doing this, L'Shem Shemayim, and doing the skila on this Ben Isha Yisraelis, and doing it L'Shem Shemayim, and being Noikem Nikmas Hashem with the right kavana, it was such a holy act that it's tantamount to all of Klal Yisrael fulfilling all of the Torah. So we have to understand that what we learn from this is what huge mitzvah it is to be Mekadosh Hashem, to make Kiddush Hashem. What were they doing after all? The rectification of a Mevarech Hashem. The only way to be Mevarech Hashem after a person is Mevarech Hashem is to put him to death. You can't undo what he said. So they have to put him to death. So how are you going to make a Kiddush Hashem b'makam what he did? By putting him to death. But if you put him to death with Misa Skila, and it has no, there's no zich, there's no personal interest, there's no personal animus. It's totally the Shem Shemayim. It's with everybody saying, we need to reestablish and refortify the great honor of Shemayim. And that's the only reason why this has to be done to this person. And we're all now concentrating on this mitzvah. So then that holy act done for only the right reason is an act as if it's done by everybody in Klal Yisrael, and it's Ka'asher Tziva Hashem Es Moshe, as if it's the encompassing mitzvah, encompassing all the mitzvahs Hatar. Because they are putting HaKadosh Baruch Hu back Kivayochel on the pedestal in the place, and with the sense of dignity and Kedusha and the sense of honoring Hashem with Yerushalayim the way it has to be. So you can imagine then, when a person is Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, when a person does a Kiddush Hashem, we learn from here that if a person is Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, it's as if he has been Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. It shouldn't be only when you put someone who's a Mekalo to death, Chas V'Shalom. But anytime a person does in Pumbi, in public, a Kiddush Hashem, so then it's a you're making a Kiddush Hashem of the Klal Yisrael. And by the way, the Kiddush Hashem means the Klal Yisrael sees it. Jewish people see it. Not that non-Jews see it. Kiddush Hashem and Chas V'Shalom, the opposite, Chilul Hashem, is in front of Yidden. And if Yidden see HaKadosh Baruch Hu through what we have done, or what an individual does, and sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu glorified in such a wonderful way with great honor, that Kiddush Hashem is tantamount to being Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula.